like I say, when I have something come to my mind, I'm going ahead and record it. Not sure if I'm going to upload it or not, but see how it goes. So one way you can know that everything's moving back to source, which is Jesus, is that you can look at computers. It doesn't matter if it's Windows, Linux, Unix, whoever. They all merge back to the same type of stuff. You know, you have certain kind of Windows and links and so forth. Web browsers, they all merge and start to look the same. And so that's true with computers. That's true with cars. You see the shift. Even Tesla, electric, Ford, Chevrolet, they all start to merge and look like the other car, you know. The designs start to look the same, you know. When you watch the women in society, they all merge and they all, like one of them wears this kind of outfit, they all wear that kind of outfit, you know. It's a merging. The men wear the suits, you know. And so the merging that's happening all around you is a good example of how this thing works. Even YouTube, as YouTube and all these other channels, they start to merge together. They find what works. This is true with colors. This is true with shapes, symbols, everything. Psychology, math, science, whatever, it's all merging into one. But that oneness is not a New Age oneness. It's the oneness in Christ. And so there might be somebody that is birthed on the scene that has this new idea. But there's really no new ideas for God. But if God is moving mankind in a direction, then it seems like a new idea. And so whether it was Tesla that was birthed into this reality, Edison, the unseen people, there's unseen people who probably invented this stuff, but because they weren't in with the secret societies, you'll never know about them. But God knows. So God will use people who are birthed in to this matrix, this reality, to bring the culmination of the ages, you know, to bring about the culmination. But the age of grace has to come to an end. And then it starts to happen even faster. You notice how things are happening so fast. The reason things are happening so fast is because you got all these people that are communicating and comparing. And iron sharpens iron. Knowledge sharpens knowledge. And eventually what happens is everybody's moving back to the same truth. This is why they'll say Christ consciousness instead of Christ. Or they'll say, I believe in Christ instead of saying Jesus. Christ, the Lord Christ Jesus is the truth. But they'll say Christ consciousness, or they'll say New Age stuff. They'll try to take away from Jesus as the person, but they'll use the terms Christ consciousness or source code, what would they say? They have a word for it where everything's zero point. Everything's coming back to a zero point. And so it's happening really fast. But it's always been here, just man hasn't seen it, because everything's one in Christ. You know, through him all things were created, and by him all things consist. He holds it all together each moment of every day. Every joint, every nexus point, is held together by Jesus. Every word, every thought, every cell in your body, it's all held together by Jesus, who is eternal life. And by him, we live and breathe and have our being. And so, as it's being revealed, little by little, the unsaved have to use terminology and words that deny Jesus as a real being, and just say, oh, it's something that's, you know, it's religion or whatever. So even though they're lost and they're going the anti, they're still using his words. All the movies, all the music and all, it's all just an anti, but it's still moving in the same direction, but just in the reverse. are in the anti. It's kind of like Flash and anti-Flash. Flash was trying to be a hero, right? So anti-Flash is being an anti-hero, but it's still the word hero. Just like somebody said on a podcast recently, the atheist tries to deny God, but just the fact that there's the word atheist, it proves that there is a God. Everything they speak proves that there's a God. The more they fight against God, the more they prove there is a God. And that's just the trap that God set. But it's not God setting a trap. He wants you to find himself. It's man trapping himself. The flesh mind traps itself. You think you're God. You think you're all-powerful. You think you sustain yourself. No. God sustains you. God leads you. God guides you. Every step that you take is being led by God. If you step off the path, you get a scourging or you get a redirection. You think that you're moving in a path that's your own making, but to be honest with you, it's a script. Jesus followed his script to a T. The question is, are you going to follow your script, or are you going to be like Jesus and do God's will? You know, because everybody has a calling in their life, and people might say, well, I don't know what my calling is. Sure you do. It's easy. People say, well, what am I supposed to do? What do you like to do? What do you enjoy doing? God is not a killjoy. He wants you to do what you feel led to do or called to do. He's not going to be trying to take away your joy. He's trying to increase it. And if you step into your calling, it's not going to be a part of the world. I mean, you can chase the world, the flesh, and the pride of life all day long, but it never brings fulfillment. It never brings joy. It might bring a temporary happiness, but it also brings a curse with it. The more you try to be like the world, the harder it becomes. That's not your calling. The world, look, you can, if you just, look, the scarcity lie is how they pull you in. There's no reason to worry about food. If you look out in your front yard, you're going to see squirrels and birds and whatever, possums or whatever. There's animals out there for protein if you had to do that. You can have your own chickens, and I called the city, and the city will allow me to have like 3 or 4 chickens if I wanted them. Just a lot of work, and it's just dirty, you know. It's a lot of work to mess with a chicken. Chicken feed and all that stuff. But the scarcity lie is just a lie. I mean, you can look out in your yard and see onions, wild onions, and you know they have to be healthy. You know they have to be healthy. There's edible stuff all around you, in your backyard, down the street. I mean, there's just edible stuff. You can eat grass and tree bark, if worst case scenario. But my point is, it's all a scarcity lie to pull you in to the fear and the worry and the drama of the system. And so the draconian leadership wants you in fear, because if you're in fear, it's easy for them to deceive you and put you back under law. Because the opposite of fear is faith, so fear is the flesh mind, and as long as you're in the flesh mind, you're going to have a legalistic person above you. You better not miss a day of church. You better come on over here, and you better be here when the doors are open, so you just kill yourself and stress yourself out so that you can get there, you know. You're worried about what people think instead of what God, you don't realize they're doing a reverse psyop. They're taking away your peace, and God is more worried about your peace. Those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. So if you're stressing out about getting to church to worship at church, they've done a mind game. They've done a reverse psyop on you. They actually did it on themselves. This is my whole point. The whole thing's upside down. If you are doing God's will, it's going to be peaceful. It's going to be calm. You might have some people come at you or some whatever, every once in a while. But if you get in the will of God and you find a career you like or whatever, it's going to be peaceful. Because a corporation doesn't want their employees and their situation dangerous. Because number one, they'd get a lawsuit. Number two, they wouldn't make a profit. Number three, it's just not beneficial to have this drama unless it's like some kind of Jerry Springer corporation. But that, even that drama is controlled because they have the host and the bouncers out. So they have a controlled drama. If you step back and you look at the what man's system is, it's just controlled drama. But if you believe the act, it's just a bunch of actors. That's all it is. If you believe the actors are real, that's why you get confused. This is why if you see past time and you see past the drama, you can be free. And what was I talking about? Oh, the culmination of the ages. So just look around you at how everything starts to merge. The way people wear pants and shirts and socks and shoes, and everybody starts to merge into the most efficient, comfortable situation, you know. There's bicycles or scooters or heaters. It's all emerging back to the most efficient and the most uniform thing, which points back to Jesus coming back on the scene. That's what it's all about.